The U.S. Geological Survey must discontinue operation of stream gauges nationwide due to sequestration budget cuts. The gauges monitor water levels and are used to predict and address drought and flood conditions. The Geological Survey lists 368 stream and river gauges in New York as threatened or endangered by sequestration cuts. New York Senator Charles Schumer recently announced that 21 high-priority gauges in the state will receive federal funding and not close as planned at the end of the month. 15 of those will receive long-term funding, and the remaining 6 have been funded through at least 2014. USGS New York Water Science Center supervising hydrologist Jerry Butch notes that the mission of the service is to protect lives and property.
These gauges are very useful to alert to flooding conditions. They're also very useful in drought as well, to show the amount of flow in the water. And with the long-term period of record, meaningful statistics can be established to put things in context.
Some of the gauges have been producing data for more than 100 years, which Butch notes gives them a data record of normal and abnormal water records.
We come up with statistics that show the probability of a flood. The 100-year flood is now called the 1% chance flood. It can be used to put that in context for a flood. And not only can the statistics be useful in those comparisons, but it can also be useful for trends. If there's trying to be some sort of interpretation of climate trends, knowing what the flows used to be 50 years ago compared to now can help explain or at least try and get a handle on what the trend has been.
The gauges are maintained by the Geological Survey, but data is used by a number of other agencies. National Weather Service Burlington service hydrologist Greg Hansen says it's critical to keep the complete network intact.
We're using them for flood warning, a flash flood warning. Other gauges are used more for studies on the runoff, the phosphorus load and sediment load in the rivers. So they're not strictly just for flood warning purposes. They serve a variety of purposes. So a gauge that I may not necessarily need for flood warning purposes, somebody else may need for another environmental use. But it's important to have them all running because we can't pick and choose where the flood is going to happen. If we shut one gauge, that could be one that's critical to the flood the next time something like that happens.
There are hundreds of stream gauges in New York. The Department of Environmental Conservation, Director of Water Quality Assessment Program, Jeff Myers, describes a number of uses, including flood control and protection.
There are other things that we use them for, like determining the amount of pollution that moves through rivers into streams and lakes. We also use them to develop permit limits for wastewater discharges. So there's a wide range of things we use the gauges for that kind of cut across a number of water quality programs.
The new funding that Senator Schumer announced does not include all of the state's high-priority gauges. Jeff Myers says the DEC has been working with the USGS and partner agencies to prioritize gauges and their uses.
Because we've kind of gotten to the point where losing some gauges, given the funding problems that we're facing, are almost inevitable.
Senator Schumer is attempting to find permanent funding for all of the state's stream gauges. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.